but everything wanna stop and then you gon' fuck around. I put this in the side of love with something, nothing now. Your feelings feel something, y'all don't feel nothing now. Her tears dried up, a bump in the specialist. I was under lessons, learning what the lesson is. With the ebony, the essence is the genesis. I got the fetishes, something on the set of this. When it took a hundred, I had to look at innocence. I wish we could just take it back to book of Genesis. Before the hook is innocent, the point of innocence. Plenty something in the top, but on the phone, done up. There's not a sin sign, I put hands on you. And put a front sign, I put hands on you.
We want you to come. We want you to hear.
Stand there. shake it, 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 shake it. Well, I met a little girl in a country town. She said, "What do you know?" Well, that's Slim Harpo. She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. She just shook her head. To the hip shake, baby. To the hip shake, baby. Shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby.
She says your life moves so slow, and it's a real drag on all of us who really think we know.
everybody. This is Clef. So sorry for coming a little late, but we are here now. I only have one guest for the hour. Would you like to introduce yourself?
It is Daddy J.
Daddy J in the flesh. And this is Clef. So you're listening to WMFO in 91.5 FM. WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We'll just get back to some tunes right now, but we're just letting you know that we are now in the building. In fact, we are so much in the building that I'm just gonna play whatever I want, because this is the kind of show where I just play whatever I want, you know? Anyway.
No, son. Fuck what y'all niggas doing, what you got going on. What's that? Yo, know what I'm saying? Real niggas in that motherfucker, man. Hell yeah, y'all nigga lying there. Y'all nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, Metro, don't trust you. Hey. I ain't gonna shoot you.
Ain't no complaints.
Nah.
Racks in the bank.
Racks.
Fuck what you think.
Huh?
We got some rain.
Some rain.
Leo S. Thang.
Wow.
Robbing the bank.
Bang.
Pull out the bank.
Wow.
You was a strange
stranger.
We don't relate.
No.
Racks in the
rack.
Racks in the safe.
Safe.
Steak on my plate.
Steak.
My sons are done.
Done.
My bitch Amazon.
Bang.
My plug is hung.
Oh,
she fucking for sons.
Bang.
I wanna be like Muhammad Ali.
Hey.
Hang on the ropes and I beat you to sleep.
Hey.
Talk to get money cause talk is too cheap.
Cheap.
Quarter million when you open my brief. Celebrity status, so keep this shit brief. Draco by me cause I keep it in reach. No nigga didn't do that shit like that boy me. Just word on the street, let me preach, let me preach. Listen, little nigga, sometimes you don't speak. Pull out that stick and I'm sweeping the street. I make a quarter million every week. She sucked out my soul, it's making me weak. I've been on Percocets for the last week. Sipping on lean, I'm sleep.
Geek, geek.
Move out the way, beat, beat. Quick riding the waves to see. Ain't no complaints.
Nah.
Racks in the bank.
Racks.
Fuck what you think.
Huh?
We got some rain.
Rain.
Leo S. Thang.
Wow.
Robbing the bank.
Bang.
Pull out the bank.
Wow.
You was a strange
stranger.
We don't relate.
No.
Racks in the
rack.
Racks in the safe.
Safe.
Steak on my plate.
Steak.
My sons are done.
Done.
My bitch Amazon.
Bang.
My plug is hun. She fucking for sons.
At 17, I wanted everything that was in store. At 23, I bought it all just to make sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck a delay.
Yeah.
They gotta pay.
Yeah.
Like it's back in the day.
Hey.
Racks in the
what?
Racks in the safe.
Safe.
Look at my face. Up there with the greats. Steps that I take, you can't retrace. Yo, Metro on base.
Base.
Me, I'm just base.
Base.
Can't afford no mistakes. Everything just in case. Billboard where I play. They welcome me, I overstay. I'm a huncho, I'm the boss. Mindset taking off. Polo used to be Lacoste. Water used to be the tap, nigga, not the boss. Damn, things change. I'm so awake. You take the bait. Get replaced. You do the math, nigga. On 88 days, the take home is crazy. I take home your baby. Chip.
Ain't no complaints.
Nah.
Racks in the bank.
Racks.
Fuck what you think.
Huh?
We got some rain.
Some rain.
Leo S. Thang.
Wow.
Robbing the bank.
Bang.
Pull out the bank.
Wow.
You was a strange
stranger.
We don't relate.
No.
Racks in the in the safe.
Safe.
Steak on my plate.
Steak.
My sons are done.
Done.
My bitch Amazon.
Bang.
My plug is hun.
Plug.
She fucking for son.
We are back, everybody. It is me. And can you say your name again for everybody in the crowd?
Daddy J.
Daddy J. That is correct. And we are here alone. Again, this is the first time I've only had one guest. Typically, the lowest I've had is ever two, but now we have two guests, so that would be three. I'm sorry, no confusion. Now it is physically two, only have one guest, so it's a rather different experience, maybe a little more intimate. If anything, it's a bit odd to only have one. He likes it. I do have some background music, just gonna have, I don't know. I mean, it's up to the floor. We could, considering it's only two of us and I'm the host, you could say whatever you want. You don't come here as often as me.
I guess that's true, but I mean, honestly, like, we have the randomest conversations anyways. Like, what were we talking about beforehand? So many things. I guess the topic just changes every, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, every, like, 2 minutes. I don't even know. We were hanging out for a bit earlier, also with Gonzo, but he had to go. He had stuff with his mistress, I believe, to do.
Can't say those things.
Yeah, hopefully Zerzo's not paying attention to this thing. I'm just playing... Anyway, but yeah, we watched the Uncle Ruckus thing on The Breakfast Club. For those of you who don't know what Uncle Ruckus is, it's a very extremely racist character from a cartoon / comic called The Boondocks.
It's a satire.
It is extremely satire. So he's a black man who's extremely racist to other black men. Anybody
people.
who's not just white. Yeah, he's like a. of course, it is satire, so that's why it's funny. But the show a season hasn't been made in 4 years now?
4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years. Yeah, it's been a while. And Uncle Ruckus, I guess the voice actor just went on The Breakfast Club. But the interesting thing was, it was only Charlamagne the God and him. And I think one of the funniest things in the beginning, he says, it's very, because Charlamagne's black and Uncle Ruckus is of course, extremely racist, but he said, it's a shame that you took a Frenchman's name because it was Charlemagne. I thought that was funny. Because I didn't think about that. So, yeah, that's technically like a French lord, right? Like Lord Charlemagne. I don't even know. But it sounds like something from there. I mean, CH, and it's like char, so yeah, I feel like that's French. I don't know. You're in French.
1/8 French?
Who? Wait, oh, this? Yeah. He is. Yeah, so.
Supposedly?
Daddy J is indeed 1/8 French, more or less, give or take. It's not exactly that percentage. He did, what's the...
23andMe.
23andMe, yeah. That's he right. did that thing just and he found fun. Out he was about an eighth French in total.
A little surprising.
A little surprising? And yeah. Why is that? What did you expect?
Well, my mom had at least told me that I was, like, probably, like, a Spaniard, you know? Like, great-grandmother, like, Spaniard, fell in love or something like that. I don't know.
Just because, like, Mexico is, like...
Yeah, Mexico.
...conquered by Spain. Though, I mean, that's a long time ago, though. Like, do Spanish people still go to Mexico? Then,
yeah.
Like,
It turns out that, like, there were a lot of French who went to, like, New Orleans and, like, areas around there. So the northern part of Mexico.
Has a lot of French?
Yeah.
Oh.
Interestingly enough.
Huh. That's interesting, because most of northern Mexico isn't known to be very, like, of a fair complexion, right? Like, very, like, pale.
Yeah.
Which is odd. It is typically known... I mean, to explain, we're both Mexican-American, so we know more or less, like, the geography. Yeah, like, the ethnic groups, more or less, in Mexico. And, like, specifically where I'm from, it's mainly just, like, Europeans as well. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know the north was, like, a hub for French descent.
Because
they are rather, they're pretty tan up there.
Yeah, I mean, from my understanding of history is, like, mid-1800s, there was a lot of, like, influx.
Of just Europeans?
Europeans.
Just in general?
Yeah, and there was a whole caste system and everything like that. It was really interesting.
Hmm.
Learned a lot of it through art, weirdly enough.
Like, through the Mexican art class you did?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know that, like, banda, which is very much similar to polka, is very influenced by German immigrants that came to Mexico.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly like polka, just with different instruments. It's rather... And some of the instruments, you know, tuba stay and stuff like that, and it's like... Bum, 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 bum,
yeah.
Bum. So it's very, like similar. Of course, there's, like, other things added. Like, there are, like, the African influences of percussion that exists in Mexican music.
But, like, why would the Germans ever...
I don't know. I mean, why were there Lebanese people? There's a decent amount of Lebanese immigration,
right,
like the 1850s. I don't know. It's just close to America. It's cheaper. I don't know. For whatever reason. I mean, that is why we have, if anybody knows what al pastor is, it's pork that is with like marinated in adobo type spice.
Seasoning.
And then it has, like, of course, like pineapple. That's like the famous thing. And it's... similar, it's put like cut up in like a gyro or a shawarma style, where it's like put on like a pike that's upstairs, like going vertically.
It rotates.
And there's like, and it rotates around like a heater, where the back is a heater and you cut from the front, if that makes sense. So very simple, it's essentially the same thing as a gyro thing or shawarma thing. But it turns out it was Lebanese immigrants that came and brought that to Mexico. And then, according to whatever I read, and I mean, it makes sense. But the thing is, it's similar to marzipans in Mexico, which marzipans traditionally are made of almonds. But when you go to Mexico, almonds aren't readily available. Like, peanuts are everywhere. Instead, marzipans are made of peanuts, funny enough, in Mexico. And since lamb and sheep and, like, just things of that sort aren't as, like, abundant in Mexico, not like pork, they made a pork, which is kind of, like, ironic, I guess, because it's Lebanese immigrants, but they made a pork variation, which is al pastor. And it has different spices, of course. It's not the same. Just a little...
That's pretty cool.
It is, considering, like, the cult... Like, I never thought of these cultural influxes of the country of my origin.
See, like, that's the thing. Like, I wonder if, like, you can call that, like, quote-unquote, cultural appropriation, because, like, come on, like, it's like such a long time that, like, derives from, like,
a history. Most things, I feel like, in any case, you just borrow from other cultures.
I mean,
like, it's essentially
it came from somewhere else.
Very few things are original at the end of the day, like, with the human species.
Are we gonna say that, like, every other country has, like, taken cocoa from, like...
I mean, yeah, that's a fair assessment. And we'll leave it at that note. We're going to continue on to some songs. We have been talking for a while. I'm sorry, everybody. But, you know, we like being up here talking to y'all. Again, that is Metal Fingers in the background. That is just a doom moniker for his beats. But anyway, we're going to head on to Conway La Máquina with this song.
Black and red Geigers. I clapped the back his head, rapping lead fire. I don't care what a rapper said, they're liars. They don't want smoke, they pussy, they wouldn't dare try it. Lambo was black and red, sped by it. Bitch with me, look like an early career Maya. Get out of pocket, I'ma crack his egg. Had niggas eternally napping like he dead tired. You eternally sleep. I leave your mama with the burden of grief for the words that you speak. Smoking like B Real, burning Khalif. 200 P's, told the plug I return every week.
I'll be back.
I don't know where niggas heard it was sweet. You throw shots, we returning them free. I go and shop, I put fur on my freak. I'm in the spot, Gucci socks, purple mink. Even bagged a bitch serving me drinks. Shooters do you dirty for cheap. I'd rather do that murder discreet, so niggas never heard it was me. I don't fuck with niggas, so it's real if you heard it, we link. Blick on my hip, popping out the black Suburban with Fleet. Or push the Rover. I got it off the shit I cooked with soda. I got in this rap game and I took it over. Check the stats, homie, look it over. City put on my shoulders. Yeah, right on top where the bullet hole was. 2,000 for the boys' slippers. Yeah, look him, the Roy Sippers. No fitting all boy flippers. Tanks in the wall, got the koi fishes. Oyster dishes, pulling off in Royce's, nigga. And I put that on Royce, my nigga. I will hoist this blicker. When you talking to me, lower your voice, my nigga. Please think it's a game. I will throw all this shit away when I squeeze three in your frame. You know what's up, nigga? I'm back, nigga. Yeah. Straight like that, nigga. Standing ovation with this Mac, nigga. You know what's up. Machine, bitch. Eat what you kill, nigga.
A wave of violence.
And that was the Buffalo rapper, Conway the Machine. Funny enough, you don't think of Buffalo, New York, I think, ever. Right? I mean, unless you're, like, a big, like, football guy, I guess. But, like, when does Buffalo, New York ever come into, like, topic? Conversation? Like, sure, maybe, like, New York.
I don't even think New York has talked about Buffalo.
No, I'm just saying, like, people talk, like, I've talked about New York City, not, like, Buffalo, is what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
I've talked about, like, Philly, I've talked about even, like, Albuquerque, New Mexico on occasion, but Buffalo, New York, I've never had a true conversation, unless it's, like, football or them. And it's an interesting thought to have, excuse me, there's, you know, the whole Griselda group, who kind of, like, revived this, like, small genre, like, this very niche genre of hip-hop, and they came from Buffalo, New York. Like, out of all places you could come from. Obviously, I don't think they live there anymore. I think they live in L.A. or in New York City now. but they're very much, it's just an odd thing, and I love this type of music that just has, like, the most absurd thing they can say. I mean, he said things about, I don't even know, 15K for the boys' slippers just because it sounds funny. That's a lot of money for slippers, but, you know, whatever. What other niche, like, let's say, genres that you think you like to experience, Daddy J? I mean, I think you have your fair share, right? I guess a niche is like a subjective thing. Whatever you think is niche.
Well, like, from my experience?
Yeah.
Or what I listen to?
I mean, it doesn't even have to be anything. You don't have to just be music if you want to not deviate from that. Up to you.
Something that I guess, like, reading light novels.
What's the definition of a light novel?
I mean, so the thing is like, light novels are, like, meant to be, like, easily read.
Right.
But a lot of them end up being, like, things that, like, get captured into, like, manga or, like, anime.
Oh, so these are, like, Japanese light novels?
They can be.
Okay.
They can be.
And if they're not, then where are usually the
American,
country?
You know?
Oh, American.
It,
okay,
it kind of reminds me of, like, because anybody can essentially write one, right?
Right.
Like, you can be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I feel like it's kind of like an amateur of
fan fiction.
Of like, not even, I think it's better. I think it
better than fan fiction?
Well, I've never read fan fiction.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least this is more original, right, than fan fiction.
Yeah, I would assume.
I mean, the shock value that comes with fan fiction is like, oh, there's these characters I know very well and they're just messing with them. But in this case, it's just like brand new content.
This is all new content.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you can allude to things, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, there's a famous fan fiction quote where it's like, Obama. It says, like, Obama chuckles. and he says, you do not have all 7 Chaos Emeralds. And I thought that was, that's one of the funniest things ever. Like, I follow an account called, like, on Twitter. I think it's, I can't remember. It's fanfiction something, but it gets random quotes from popular fanfiction sites and tweets them. And that's, like, the most popular way. It has, like, I think, I don't even know, like, probably 100K tweets, retweets, or something.
Yeah.
And
it's, now I kind of wonder where this story goes.
Yeah, and all he does is give you a quote. And sometimes, like, and he also, like, tweets at that tweet to tell you where you got it from, like a link.
Yeah.
So you can read it. But he has a lot of, and mostly, it's funny, because fanfiction, you don't have to revolve around video games, but it almost purely revolves around.
I mean,
video games,
whenever
like.
I hear fan fiction, a lot of it is like movies, like famous characters. You know, like Harry Potter for some reason.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
Twilight, you know?
But like Harry Potter is also kind of like a meme.
So is Twilight.
That's true. Yeah. Anything meme worthy will get a dumb fan fiction like spinoff, right? I mean, they got Obama. That's meme-y.
You think they do it with cartoons? Like American made, like.
Oh yeah, I see.
Like
I've
Arthur.
Heard. Dude, no. I mean, now I'm gonna look up Arthur
so
fan fiction to see. Yeah, there's gotta be something
there's already
bad
enough out there.
I mean, considering content. That there's a lot, there's gotta be like something good. You know, there's gotta be one good Arthur fan fiction. I've never really read fan fiction, but there's gotta be some good content out of it.
I've never touched it.
I've only seen those tweets, and the tweets I find funny. But you know, of course, I don't really know.
But see, the thing
more
is
in
like.
Depth.
The tweets that you see online that like get posted are like the best of the best, you know? Like no one is ever gonna post a bad tweet and like repost it again and again.
I guess that's
true
more
or
less.
You know,
like
like movies, right? Right? Like there are certain movies that are so bad that they're good.
Right.
Like we talk about The Room.
Yeah, like that's a famous example.
Like it's so bad. What was the other one?
Like the Emoji Movie or whatever. I don't know.
Maybe Sharknado in the future. I don't know.
I mean people like Sharknado, but so The Room, I think people find the artistry in that it's just awful, but the other like Sharknado, people don't find it artistic in any form. They just find it, "Oh, this is a really dumb CGI." Computerized movie and it's a meme. Rather with The Room, obviously it's a meme as well, but it's also a lot older movie and it's a weird circumstance of like how the actors and everything, like how it turned out to be. Yeah. So there's some sort of like people find some sort of artistry. I have never seen it, so I can't say. I haven't even seen like the Seth Rogen like Franco film. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know.
But does this apply to like Twitter posts and stuff like that? Like, do you think we're gonna see a flux of like really bad posts just 'cause?
Well, there's actually, okay, so there's an account, funny that you mentioned this, I have not really delved, like, he's not as popular anymore, but within my Twitter sphere, it was very popular within, like, what, 2013, 2014, but some account called Paul Jack. And it was Paul Jack 3 or Paul underscore Jack 3. I don't even know. And there's several variations because, like, a lot of them get taken down or, like, people delete it because, like, I'm tired of having it. But it's like a robot of a Twitter bot that just tweets random things. And they're based on, like, this kid named Paul Jackson that, like, was punked by this other guy, this other popular Twitter guy. But he deleted his account. He was, like, famous in, like, you know, 11, back 12. Like, he was, like, a popular Twitter account. But he got to this kid, and then this kid started saying, like, these really dumb things, and then, I mean, supposedly the story, I wasn't there when it happened, but then the kid deleted his account because it got so bad or whatever, like, people just started bugging him, and then they made a robot based on his responses, and it just randomly generates things like that. So he likes to say, like, my mom says you can cut my hair, she don't care. like, things like, he says party, but instead of party, he says parody, like P-A-R-I-T-Y, it's like, let us go to parody, guys, or, like, I mean, stuff like that. And then there's a bunch of other things, like, how do I play Animal Crossing on my Xbox? Like,
well, like, there's, like, generated bots like that all the time. Like, there's one in Reddit for Trump.
Yeah, no, there's several. Like, Twitter bots are a very popular thing.
Yeah.
But this one was just a weird niche where it was so bad. Like, you just see the tweets, like, it's just generating these really, like, bad ideas. Like, if someone tweeted it, it wouldn't be funny. But considering it's a bot, it has a little kid of the little picture. I mean, the picture of the little kid. Yeah, and it's just, like, the story and, like, the lore that comes behind it. It's just hilarious. And they made several variations. There's, like, Intelligent Jock where the guy's like, Shalom, when he says hi. And then he, it's like, where would we go? Blah, blah. Like, he speaks, like, actually, like, correct. And there's an Animal Crossing variation of it. And there's many bots.
Can you imagine, like, someone, like, maybe even 2 years later than now and, like, not understanding why this is funny? Or, like, not
and the thing
content.
Is, whenever I see, like, that account, which still has several followers, but, like, I follow it, but I don't interact with it anymore. Yeah. It's odd knowing that it will never get more followers just because it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it's dead, and, like, people probably see it, like, I don't get this, and they just, like, don't follow him.
Exactly.
It was, like, a very niche thing for, like, a couple years.
No, but that happens all the time.
Yeah, and it does. Yeah, it is interesting to think about these archaic things. In fact, I won't go in depth, but my name Clef comes from, like, one of these, like, dumb, like, memes that existed back that were much more, like, common. That was in 2012, my name, which is Clefsta, but it's a variation of the original name Clef. Some people say Cleffy. Some people say Cleffy's Burgers. That's specifically Ivan. Tunches. that's what he specifically calls me. But anyway, without going more into depth, again, this song in the background is Metal Fingers. In fact, this beat is found in a later song that hopefully comes up later in the hour. But anyway, we're going to head back to some tunes, and we're going to get back with our sponsor after this song. And again, this is Clefsta, WMFO. Thank you for tuning in so far. We're going to listen to some Whispers.
Grandma's house, a wolf in lamb's clothing.
We are back, everybody. That was The Whispers with Olivia Love and Turned Out, which is a song about a prostitute, but we won't go too in detail about that. But anyway, actually, we're not going to talk right now. In fact, I forgot, we do have our sponsor for the hour because it's about that time. Anyway, again, I play the same sponsor every time, and I hope you like it. I think it's funny. It's also the shortest one. I get to choose which ad I like, which is my sponsor, this one.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Again, that was our sponsor. We'll go back to a quick song because we haven't actually played that much music. It turns out there's only been 4 songs in there. So I have another quick short one by The Alchemist with a very controversial name for... or not controversial, I guess for some. Within the community that he produces for, it doesn't matter, but an album called Retarded Alligator.
Yeah, what? What the hell do you want?
Flying out of there. I get violent sometimes because I'm a pacifist. Hacky pucks flying out of those groins on the forehead.
Already woke. The joke barely spoke, barely smoke. Stared at folks when properly provoked. Mirror broke. Hair share of strawberry morning. Gone and more important spawning. Torn in, poor men sworn in. Cornish hen, switching positions, auditioning morticians. Sword in a vision, ignoring prison. Ignoramuses enlisting, sound dumb. Found them, drowned in cow's dung, crowns flung. Rings a tinkerbell, sing for things as frail as a fingernail. Bring a scale, stale ginger lingers. Seven figures and bigger. Nigga, fresh from out the jail, alpha male. Sickest ninja injury this century, enter plea. Lend sympathy to limpers, simple Simon Ramen MCs. Trees is free, please leave a key. These meager fleas, he's the breeze and she's the bee's knees for she's. G's of G's, seize property, shopper sprees. Chop the cheese, drop the grease to stop diseases. Gee whiz, pa. Doom rock grandma like the kumbaya. Mama was a hole hopper, papa was a Rolling Stone star like Obama. Pull a card like old drama. Civil liberties, these little titties, abilities riddle me. Middle C. Give an MC a rectal hysterectomy. Lecture on removal of the bowels, foul technically. Don't expect to see the recipe until we receive the check as well as the collection fee. More wrecked in Section Z, what you expect to get for free? Shit for me, history. The key, plucked it off the mayor. Chucked it in the old tar pit off La Brea. Player, they say he's gone too far. Duma, catch him after Juma on cue. Laka! Do what you gotta do. Grah, the rumors are not true. Got you, ma. No prob, got the job. Hot barred, heartthrob. Scots guard the barber, cotton swab. Dart lob. Baker, cake sweet. Jamaica trading treats on the beach. Make a skeet till the feet meet. Can it be I stayed away too long? Did you miss these rhymes when I was gone? As you listen to these crazy tracks, check them stats, then you know where I'm at. And that's that.
We are back. That was Doom with That's That, which is funny that a lot of his songs, since there's no hook, right? Like, yeah. His songs don't have hooks. He kind of just... Like, the title of the song is just like a word or phrase he says somewhere in the song. And honestly, does it, this one makes sense? Because, I mean, like, this one's a quick song. He starts in the beginning very fast, and he never stops. And then at the end, he's like, and that's that. And
I thought,
like, okay.
I thought that was how most songs are, though. At least that's in my experience, you know?
Well, when it comes to hip-hop, a lot of times it's a hook, or, like, it won't make sense, or it'll be about the story. But his often don't make sense. Like, the title is just a random word or phrase.
Yeah.
That, sure, I mean, it makes context in the line, but often doesn't. Like, it doesn't make sense.
It's like any other word?
Yeah, no, as in, like, describing the song in any way. Like, you'll just call songs whatever. It's like, oh, and then unless you don't, like, if you don't pay attention, you won't understand why it's called that. But if you do pay attention, it's like, oh, okay, it's that line. But that line doesn't have to do with, like, what the main theme is or whatever sometimes. It's just, like, a word. It's like, yeah, that, I guess that looks cool. I don't know, sounds cool. I don't know. Like, that song was called That's That, and it's fitting because it's, at the end, he's like, and that's that. Quick song, goes quick. Ends it and is like, yeah, he got it down quickly, and he said, that's that. And at the end, he sings a Michael Jackson tune, just with different words. But anyway, yeah, we have some, again, Doom production in the back. I guess this is a Doomsday type of day, haha, pun intended, I guess. Not really. But anyway, I don't even know what to say. I'm tired at this point.
I mean, if I were to ask a question, I would.
Go ahead, you can ask me a question.
I mean, I was just thinking, like, do you think producers, like, they're either like, I feel like it's one of two things. It's either like, oh, I don't care, like, I made this, like, I can call it whatever I want. Like, you have that freedom as, like, the creator.
Oh, like, if there's no, like true, like if no one, like, speaks over it, just like an instrumental.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like,
those obviously are just a completely subjective. That you say whatever.
Or would it be like, it's like, well, oh, like, this sounds like a very catchy word phrase or whatever.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I mean, so the things we're listening in the background. In fact, most of it's not catchy because he just calls it the, because he's a big pothead and he has it as, like, this is the Special Herbs volume 4 and 3, I think, that's playing right now.
Yeah.
And he just calls every song an herb, like an actual herb. And, like, yeah. And this is back, like, when, I mean, the internet was a thing, but it wasn't a thing where you could just look up things all the time that easily. So I'm pretty sure he was just at, like, a library or something and just got a book filled with, like, an encyclopedia of herbs and just named random songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of them have weird names. Like, there's one that's called, like, the Devil's Eye or something. Or something dumb. I don't know. Just Buckeye and, like, stuff like that, you know? Like, and they, I mean, obviously, it's in theme of the stuff, but the name has nothing to do with the actual song, well, like, at all. You know, it's just, like, a random name.
No, I understand. Dude, like, some of the music I listen to, like, one of the songs is called, they're all really long, and it's, like, it's all instrumental, because it's, like, math rock. But it's, like, when the Catholic girls go camping, the vampires rule.
Vampires rule?
Yeah. Which, like, it has no lyrics. So.
Right. It's just a weird... I mean, does that emotion, like, evoke when you listen, do you think? Or do you think they try to evoke that emotion?
I mean, I don't... What kind of emotion...
Or, I mean, that sentiment, I don't know, like, just, like, that idea. I don't know. Like, does, like, when you listen to it, it's like, oh, that makes sense? Do you ever get that or no? Is it sinister in any sense like that, or?
I listen to this when I do work in the background, so
okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
never
that's
really
fair.
About, you know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like a 9-minute song, am I really gonna?
No, I mean, I understand. I mean, I listen to a lot of, like, of course, like Madlib and stuff. And
yeah,
he,
yeah, yeah.
He has a lot of, he makes a lot of material, like a lot. And I've listened to a lot of it too, which is kind of weird. None of the songs makes, well, sometimes there's like a lyric that either he puts it from another rapper, he just puts on the beat, like just for like one bar.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's the name of the song. Typically. Or like if someone speaks and he just has someone like speaking over it, sometimes he's like says like a random phrase they say. But often again, it's just random things.
But that's like, in a sense, that's kind of like alluding to something, you know?
Yeah.
That's fair. But yeah. Like something like this is like.
Yeah.
There's no lyrics to begin with. Like, I don't know. I don't understand where they came up with this.
It's what they thought, I guess, when they're just... They listened to it, like, yes. They just, like, agreed, like, yes, this is what we're going to call it now. Exactly. I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, a lot of, I guess, math rock in general. Like, I don't know how you would, like...
Name it?
I mean, I like, there's a song called James Franco, and it's like, how do you come up with that?
To get his attention.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they're like, they call
him
up.
They want him in the movie, like, want that song in the movie.
They call him up and he's like, hey, can we use your name? And then he's like, no. And then they're like, it's a random name. Anyone can have James Franco.
That's true. like Papa John saying better ingredients, better pizza. Like, is that necessarily true? No. That's like their slogan. I mean, most of those, like, you know, they're legally allowed to, like, do that because, like, obviously no one can believe that. Like, when people say, like, Subway, eat fresh. It's like, what does that even mean? Eat fresh.
Whoa. Is it really fresh, though?
Exactly. Like, and they're saying, like, well, we're not insinuating, like, we're not, like, you know, like, saying, like, oh, this is what we mean. Like, our food is fresh. We're just saying, eat fresh. We're not even telling you,
yeah,
Subway,
so you can't sue for, like, slander.
And what's Burger King's? I can't even think. Like, or McDonald's, perfect. I'm loving it. That literally means nothing. Like, that literally means nothing. I'm loving
but
it.
But it's iconic because you remember it.
Right, yeah. I mean, obviously, they have a place in this industry. They catch your attention if they're well done. And they, like, remind you. It's like, oh, yeah, that stuff. And they also, like, of course, the little jingle. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Like, that's very just... I don't even think other, like...
Brainwashing everyone.
Yeah, does any other, like... restaurant really have... I mean, yeah. I know, like, In-N-Out has, like, In-N-Out. Yeah, like, they're really, like, bad song.
I mean, I remember... The thing is like... So this... I have a problem with this because they talk about, like, studies showing that advertisements don't really work anymore these days. And I don't know if that's true. I think because... brand loyalty is a very big thing.
That's true. I mean, right? Think about, like...
At this point, do you really need...
Like Apple. Apple doesn't really need to do ads.
Not even... No.
They have loyalty.
Arizona green tea? Never.
Never. Yeah, no. Well, never. Arizona, in general, has never had an ad. Their ad is on the can. 99 cents. 99 cents. And it's a rather large can, too. So right, that's right, like right. What...
And people drink it all
the time. They'll just drink it just because... I mean, I think that's originally, like, from New York, too. So, like, it expanded. Like, I see it in Mexico and stuff, too. Like, Arizona. Like, they don't... It's everywhere, which is interesting. Not a single ad.
But it looks like these companies don't even need to advertise really that much anymore. Like, with...
Yeah, I think newer companies or companies that are doing poorly need to, like... Sometimes advertising... Like, Old Spice, they were saved by their newer, like, campaigns.
Yeah.
Like, with that guy. Remember, what's that guy? Like, the guy you're... your woman wishes she was with, like, that one,
yeah,
like, like, nice-looking guy that was always on a horse or something.
On
I don't
a
know.
A white horse.
Yeah, like a white horse.
Savior, yeah.
And then, like, the horse goes away, disappears, and the horse comes back. I don't know. It's, like, those funny commercials.
I can understand advertisements for, like, other countries. Like, let's say, like, McDonald's probably advertised in Japan and, like, other places.
I mean, everywhere, yeah. Like,
yeah, they have
like, they have
to,
different
right?
ad
but,
Europe
like, at
or whatever.
At a certain point, like, it's, like, pointless. You know, like people in Japan are gonna eat KFC regardless of whether or not you.
Well, advertisements also work to tell you that oh, we have something new. I mean, that's
true.
Like
that is true.
I don't know if like, you know, I wouldn't know that there's lobster rolls in McDonald's in Boston unless a bus tells me.
Is there?
The buses tell me that there's lobster rolls right now at whatever. I mean, I don't know if it's right now, but like whenever there is, they tell me like okay, right now go to McDonald's
no,
and his
right.
lobster rolls for like $9. Like that sounds disgusting, but. So I think they do have a place, but I do agree with the notion that they're less effective in general. One, because we're online and we're exposed to advertisements much more often than like ever really, since we're consumed and everything has ads more or less. And we easily ignore them. Almost like they're often like Amazon links or something
I don't know. Even if we ignore them, we're like subliminally. They have to have some of that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that, like, it'll keep, like, stay in your mind, think, oh, that, I remember this looks familiar from somewhere.
Yeah,
and it
that's
might
right.
just get some pager on
Facebook?
Online.
Every single time. Facebook? Scary.
They get you right?
Yeah.
I go to
Grubhub, see, like, oh, is there anything good? And I'm like, I contemplate it. I'm like, no. I'm gonna say no to this. I'm just tired of all this. Go on Facebook. First
go on
thing,
Facebook.
First
it says
thing, like Grubhub, pizza, blah blah blah.
I mean, often that happens to me
awful.
With like when I search things, like oh, I want to search. Let's say like I'm looking up something to buy or like I'm
exactly.
interested in, like not even buying necessarily, but like say I'm like interested, and then whenever I'm on another site and they have those like random like rectangle ads that say like anything can go there, it's literally the thing I was just looking at to buy. It's like reminding me like hey, you wanted to buy this. Here's something either similar or literally the same thing I just clicked on earlier. It's like oh okay.
Google knows it.
Yeah, Google knows a little too much. A little too. But anyway, we're gonna sign off soon. So let's say our goodbyes. You go ahead. Daddy J.
Happy to be here. It's a little fun. I think it's a little bit more fun to be like one-on-ones because I don't know. I like talking.
We'll see. We'll see how frequent this happens. I do try to get as many people here because
right.
I get a lot of requests. And this is my last semester, and a lot of people don't have an avenue
I mean,
to come here. But this is also fun. It's interesting to have something different. I usually have at least like now like three people with me, or I'm by myself. That's usually what happens. So this is an interesting that I have one person. But anyway, thank you again for tuning in, everybody. This is Klefsta, and you are listening to Diamond Country Juice on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Tufts Radio. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Again, we had Metal Fingers the whole time in the background. We're playing a lot of things. We're playing a lot of things, and we're gonna play some more things. We actually didn't play that much today, I'm lying. But anyway, well, last song of the hour will be a Quasimodo track, and I hope you like it, because I like it.
It's the Macedon, yo, I hit you off Lacey with my nigga Lord Quaz
in the place, master race MC. Coming through like the loneliest monk, mad lib, drop harmonious funk. I leave you sunken like a cracked head's ass. Drop the math on that ass fast, cause if we battle, your hope will be coming up at last place. I hit you with a slower fast pace. I'm conceptual mode, new breed, wreck the whole space. We'll take you out, lacerate cause you was blind.
Hey Lord Quaz, did you hear the voices that you left behind?
Hey yo, are you the one?
It
took that nigga's life without using a gun.
That's so wild, I love the profile. Run hard but ain't got no style.
Filthy from the ground on up. When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. Filthy from the ground on up. When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready. 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 When I plan my attack, I doubt that you're ready.
Y'all niggas sham like y'all rolling on weight. Your masquerade is hypocritical, y'all heading for fate. Making the rap game look pitiful.
What they doing?
If it was up to me, we would get rid of y'all. Put a lid on all y'all fake ass niggas contradicting. But when I drop my shit, it's like I put my dick in. This neck kicking, my lip rush through thickin'.
Hey, I got beats for y'all to battle right here.
Now watch the plot thicken. I shut my ears while you run the lip service on purpose. You get nervous cause I'm about to serve it.